Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am your host today, Michelle Berquist, for Women Leading the Way, and we have absolutely an amazing guest and leading lady, as we call our guest. I want to tell you just a little bit about her, because what we're going to really focus on today is, I'm just going to use a business name. It's like Emily's business name is Signature Career. So we're going to talk about her journey, what she does in business. And Analia Mendez is the CEO of Signature Careers. She is one amazing woman. So Analia, just quick and brief, I want you to say hello to all of our listeners and welcome to the show.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today and to be able to talk to everyone and talk to you about my journey. It's certainly a passion of mine, and I'm sure we'll dive in a little bit deeper into what that means, but thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you because, you know, I feel like I always learn something new about, you know, on our guests, right? We learn something new and we start peeling back the layers and, you know, and get to know each other. And I want our listeners to be, you know, just knowing what your journey is. And I want to first start off with, because, you know, I also want our listeners to know, but you were recognized last November for, I feel, one of our most prestigious awards for Connected Women of Influence and our National Women of Influence Awards, which was our Connected Women of Influence Award. And that only goes to an active member in Connected Women of Influence. And I'm just dying to know, because I know you were surprised. I was so excited when I found out that morning who had won, you know, the award, you being you. And I'm just curious, what does it mean to be recognized as a Connected Woman of Influence? I'm really curious, your thoughts.
Well, it definitely was such an honor, and I was shocked all at the same time, surprised, first of all, when I was nominated, and an amazing friend now, and who I consider a colleague, Christine, nominated me, and then it went from there, right? But there, as you know, yeah, there's no guarantee that someone's going to win the award. But what it meant for me was just reestablishing and revisiting the fact that I've done a lot in my life, in my career, and I continue to do that, and along the way, help other women rise to their greatest potential and reach their ultimate goals. Because with everything that's happening in the world and that's happened the last few years, we've seen a huge hit on the kind of women leading and women in the workforce. We've seen that happen. And I've really gone out of my way to try to do everything I can. If someone reaches out to me and says, I need help, or can you give me some advice, I would carve out that time. And I know that I do amazing collaborative work with you also in the Sue Talk. But I think that's really what it meant for me, just the recognition. Because as you know, Michelle, when you're in your own business and you have a very small team, you don't have all the awards and bonuses and everything,
exactly,
right? But the recognition is amazing.
And, you know, just, I mean, that's super awesome to say that. And I have to say, you know, that is my one thing, my bugaboo. And I have this too as I shared this, but we as women, you know, don't really, our goal is not to be recognized, right? That's not our goal and intent that fuels us and fills us up. It's like, it's the results and the work that we do. But, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, I love the fact that when we have amazing women, fabulous women like you, you know, that are recognized for what they're doing, you know, their contribution, their results, their, you know, the way they do things. And like you said, you really, I mean, you have been one of our past Sue Talks presenters. Hint to our listeners, if you don't know about Sue Talks, you need to know about it. You were amazing. Now you're giving, you're paying it forward a little bit and giving back. And you're one of our Sue Talks coaches, which now you're helping others craft their message on stage. And I, you know, I know you've been a pretty active, you know, member within Connected Women of Influence and very well liked, you know, which, and respected, which I think are those wonderful combinations of, you know, being relevant, you know, staying true to your passion and your purpose. And at the same time, you know, doing good along the way, it's all good. So that's awesome. That's what we want to hear, that it resonated with you, because it's one of our very special awards. But let's get into a little more about you if we can, because I think I, when you and I first met and you told me what your business name was, I was like, oh, I love that business name. And I'm dying to know, because I always love the story behind the business name and its meaning. So, you know, for our listeners to hear, it's like, what, I mean, first of all, how did the business name Signature Careers come about? And number two, it's like, what is Signature Careers as a business?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll sum it up in terms of the business itself. Well, let me ask you your first question, which is, how did Signature Careers, the name, come up? And really, I wanted something different and unique that spoke to each individual client that I worked with. And so when I work with a client and the business itself, what I do and what my team does is we help people transition out of careers and or level up their career. And that's the simplest way. Certainly there's everything that comes along with that, and there's a lot. But to help people transition successfully means for someone who may be terminated or getting laid off, especially during these times,
right,
can mean a world of difference. And so when we work with someone, the signature piece is about them. It really is about what they need, and it's not a cookie cutter company, organization. It really is tailored to what the need of the client is. So if someone comes to me and says, I'm trying to get a new job, I'm having trouble because I've submitted 1,000 resumes online, which happens a lot, by the way, with no results, and it goes to that resume abyss, they come to me and they say, what am I doing wrong? And then we take it step by step. What's happening? What are your skill sets? How can we tailor this resume to fit what you're wanting to do? Especially those who are going, have been in the workforce for a long time and have switched careers, they have a hard time, you know, fixing that resume and showcasing it properly. So we take it, we tailor it to their needs, who they are today, and who they want to be for the future. Therefore, I thought about a name that would be amazing, that would speak to that. And so I came up with Signature Career because it's very unique to them. And like a signature is kind of like a fingerprint, right? It's unique. It's unique,
it's very
to them
unique
only.
And it's like what makes me want a career that's signature. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like that's one of the things I loved about your business name. And I mean, trust me, I'm unemployable, right? I'm like, I'm one of those. But I can't tell you how many women, and I know you work with both women and men, correct? Not just women.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Men and women, you know, and it's important to me that whoever comes to me, obviously, that it's a good fit both ways. And I always say that, even I give the same advice when they're like, people are looking for a new employer. It's not a one way. If you call me and we have a consultation and we click and you like what I hear, and I hear that you're motivated, because that's a big piece of it, and that you really want to make this change, then we'll make it happen. We'll move forward and we'll work together.
I like that. You know, it is, talk a little bit about what you see with the people that you interact with. I mean, what I see through, and again, my lens is through so many women who maybe don't love their careers. Maybe they're
out of their careers, or you know, they're looking to do something different than what they did before. I'm just curious, what are some of the scenarios that you see where there's just been, I mean, maybe it's in a PowerPoint story, but not say the name, of how, you know, through what you did, there was the impact, like they found their signature career.
Because so many people just sit and say, okay, this is my lot in life, I think, or I don't know how to go about it. And you aren't supposed to be an expert on getting a job, right? That's what you do, is help people do that. I'm just curious what's the scenario that you see and how your service would really help out?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is, as you heard, a time of change for many people in the workforce. And when I work with someone and they say, I don't know that I can make the change or I'm not sure what to do, it really is a step-by-step process. So we'll take it from the very beginning if the person that comes to me is really confused about the direction they want to go. Or if they felt like, well, I thought I was going to retire from here and now I'm being let go because of the economy or they're downsizing. We take that and all the things that they bring with them, all their skill set. And I always say there's no skill set that is not transferable. There's always something that's transferable. And I also work with veterans and transitioning military service members. And so I see that a lot with that particular clientele, which is, you know, I have this experience when I went overseas. How do I bring that here? Or how do I bring that to the workforce? And so we really take it step by step and piece by piece and break it apart. We break
the
puzzle,
that, you know,
right?
Well, it is a puzzle. And, you know, we're going to take a quick sponsor break and just for a moment. But when I come back, I really want to, you know, because I know I've talked to veterans in the past and some of the members will say, you know, just their story of how their skills and what they did in the military, you know, through service is so non-matchable from what they think, right? When they try to get jobs in corporate America or, you know, anything that's out, you know, when they've retired from service. So hang on a second, and we're going to be live back here in a second, but I'm going to thank one of our sponsors. So Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you so much for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and our partners. Okay, Analia, I'm back to you. And it's funny with National University, they started out, you know, with education for veterans, which is interesting. So back to my question before our quick sponsor break, you know, what do you see with veterans? Because it is like a puzzle. Like, how do you help them match their skills of what they did in the military? And then now, you know, as they retire out or opt out from the military, how do you match skills like that or help them with it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it really starts with a series of questions and really getting to know the service member and understanding what their experience is, their skill set, their formal education, certifications, and then really having them take time to do some introspection. Because if you think about it, if someone spent 20 years in the military, they're used to a certain lifestyle, a certain pace, a certain pay to fit their lifestyle. So many of them want to continue to have that same lifestyle. And we have to break it down. So I need to get to the root of that. So you can see it can become very personal. I get to find out about their financial goals, about what it looks like and what they aspire to, you know, do in the future and what they see for themselves and if they have family for their family. So we break it down, we break the puzzle, and then piece by piece we begin to put it back. But it really starts with the introspection, which is understanding what they really want out of their, you know, next steps, what they value, the type of environment they want to work in, and the type of pay that's going to come along with their skill set that's amazing. Because a lot of times I see them come through and they say, well, this is not going to transfer over or this is not going to work out. And I say, wait a minute. Okay, you just told me that you led a squadron, you know.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, no. We need to revisit this again. You have amazing skills, and I need to tell you that. And I'm not just saying that because you're across from me or we're talking. Let's recognize that and gain the confidence back again, because sometimes they even they just don't see the connection. So I help them make the connection.
I love that. I mean, you had kind of some experience in your career with career hoping. I know that's not the right words, but talk a little bit about what you did before Signature Careers, and then where was the spark for you in deciding to start your own business? I don't think you shared that, you know, when we were at the beginning talking about your business, but.
Right. Well, and it's funny because I married my husband in my, you know, later years, let's just put it that way. And, you know, I never thought I would leave California. So I did move from location to location because he was active duty military, U.S. Marine Corps. He's a veteran, 21 plus years. And I never thought I'd leave California. So I would move every time he would get orders to move. And every 2 years for a period of about 8 years, I did that. And I was already career. I already had my degrees. I have a master's in counseling, a degree in psychology. I was already a director at Cal State and Sacramento. And I was the associate director for their career center. So I was in charge of all the career programming. And then, I feel like that was my independent woman phase. I had my own house, everything, career. And then I met my husband, and everything changed, right?
Of course.
And so we moved to Oregon, and then from Oregon we went to South Carolina. From South Carolina we moved to the desert, Palm Desert area. And then from there we moved here. So I experienced transition for, you know, a period of 8 years. And it was constant transition. So once I felt settled, it was time to move. And like many military spouses, that's what they go through if their spouse is active duty and they're moving along with them. And that's what the active duty members also go through, female or male or other, right? So it's one of those things that I understand what that process is like. I really get it. I don't just say it, or I'm not just, you know, I lived it. I know what it's like to give up one job after another, especially if you love it.
Right.
So the transition is, you know, it's not always easy. It is challenging, and a lot of people congratulate on veterans, and they definitely should be honored and congratulated as they retire. But it's a difficult and challenging time, even if they have everything planned, because they're going through change. They're going through transition. And transition is not always easy.
It definitely isn't. I mean, I remember, again, like for me, coming in banking, you know, I went through 5 mergers and acquisitions over a 13-year career. And I was always on the side of wondering whether in the sale of the company, I was on the receiving side, right? We were having to navigate to get, you know, in the new company culture and be part of the new organization, not where we had the, you know, we had the leadership role. So it was really different to navigate that. But I think for everybody, I mean, you know, I know people, there are career training programs out there, all of it. And this is a little bit wide for our listeners, but what, you know, maybe one or two things would you share, you know, because our show is about, you know, women leading in business and industry and enterprise. Like if we have one of our listeners or many listeners that are sitting there saying, gosh, what's my first step? Like, what would you recommend? Of course, call you. Let's go there first, right? We want them to call you, and we'll give a chance for you to give your contact information in just a second. But what would be one or two tips that you would share with other women if they just feel stuck, like they don't know their first, or maybe, you know, kind of two moves if we're thinking of a chess game? What would you suggest they do on their own? And then, of course, you know, we want people to know about you.
Right. I love that question. I'm actually I consider myself a futurist, so I like to see far into the future, meaning not in a, you know, crystal ball or anything, but I like to really plan things out. So my experience in moving from city to city and state to state with my husband really got me thinking about what else I could do, one, to help military spouses, and two, to help veterans as I saw them transition. And that's when I created and came up with Signature Careers. But into the future, I was already planning, one day I will leave the university setting having had a very successful career at the universities that I worked in. And I will transition into something that I want to contribute in a very big way. Now, COVID, as you know, kind of pushed that for a lot of people. Like, they have to
reflect.
So
yeah.
I really want people to really reflect what's important to you and how can you bring your skill sets forward and really make it happen in a time of change where it's a great time to make a move because everyone's doing it, right? So that you've heard, everyone's heard about the great resignation, but I call it also the great reset, which is what are we doing?
I like that.
I'm not going to say wrong, but what do we need to redo and change, right? And
right.
So as a woman that leads, you need to think, what am I not getting? What's missing? Maybe for you, you need a little more time with your family, well-being, health. Maybe you want to make more money. You want to be featured more, whatever that is. Think into the future and start planning now for tomorrow. Don't wait for something to, you know, catch you off guard like it did for many people during this pandemic. So many people were caught off guard and they felt lost. And so
yeah.
I want you to do more today for tomorrow.
Yeah, first of all, that's awesome. It's interesting to me, Analia, how many people, and again, it's not a criticism, right? It's just an observation, but how many people
mm-hmm.
I've known, including myself, but how many people I've known in my history as colleagues and friends and business associates that are career women. And one of their biggest challenges is that once they get the next job, you know, to me, career is like, You manage your career very similar to how we're taught that we should manage our finances, right? Or manage our time
mm-hmm.
or whatever. It's like an ongoing thing. And I see so many people that feel like they get the job and then it's like, oh, until I'm out of a job, I'll get another job. Can you talk
mm-hmm.
a little bit about that? Because the career management piece, I don't feel is being mm-hmm. shared enough with people. But you know, what are your thoughts on that? Because I feel it's ongoing.
It is absolutely ongoing, especially for the day, you know, this era that we're living and this future that we're creating, which is automation and robots and all these things. People are getting left out of the workforce. They're getting pushed out. They're getting bought out. All kinds of things are happening. So it's really important to continue to learn niche areas within your industry because that's going to set you apart from everyone. And I really want you to ask yourself that question. What sets you apart from your colleague next door or the other company? And then if you find that, you know, there's very little that's setting you apart, I need you to make a really courageous decision to learn something new, to put yourself out there, to don't wait for people to ask you to do things. If you're going to do that, you're going to wait for a long time, okay? So you have to be proactive.
Right.
You have to get yourself out there and feel a little uncomfortable and continue to learn. We're in a learning era, and that's not leaving anytime soon. Anyone who studies or sees successful people will let you know that. Implement learning in all steps as you move forward.
And, you know, I mean, your thoughts on this, too, that it's like so many women I don't think ask, you know, for cross-training or to get into a different department. And, you know, again, you know, most women think, well, I'll do it in tandem. And it's like, well, maybe not. But what would you recommend somebody do if they're in a situation? First, I have to ask. More women need to ask. So listeners, there you go. We as women need to ask for what we want. But two, if they do, and I've heard stories, you know, where women say, I did, and they just said, well, we can't do it right now. There's not enough bandwidth or you don't, I don't know. It's just, it seems like they get a little bit of a downer, right? That maybe the company
mm-hmm.
is not supporting them. What kind of move would you suggest to a professional woman if they're in that scenario, right? Because that happens a lot.
Absolutely. So don't wait, because what happens if you wait is that you experience burnout and then you get disgruntled and then it leads to nothing good. So
right.
My suggestion is, put yourself out there. You're going to ask for that, you know, leveling up of your career, maybe an increase in pay, but you can't just ask for it. You have to back it up. That's just the world that we live in. You have to do your research. who else is in your position that's getting paid more? And why is that happening? So now we're talking about equity, right? And so
right.
this piece is important. You have to back it up with real, you know, data and information as you're advocating for yourself. And if you have a manager that supports you, great. You have an advocate that can help you also advocate. But sometimes we find ourselves alone, and you're going to have to take a risk with that. It is a risky move because sometimes employers don't like that, and then other things happen after that. But if your employer pushes back and doesn't recognize the value that you bring to the table and doesn't provide you the pay that you deserve, you have to ask yourself, do you really want to work for an organization like that? And
oof,
I hope the answer is no.
That's a tough statement, but one that's so true, right? I mean, you mm-hmm. I love that you said that, because so many times I've had friends who have just, you know, whatever they're doing, you're like, okay, the company's not a good fit for you. It's not just about you fitting the company. It's whether they are going to meet mm-hmm. what you're looking for. You are fascinating and wonderful. We've got a few minutes left, so I want to make sure with all this great insight, if any of our listeners want to reach you, we do have a link to your website URL on our show page. How do you want people to reach out if they want to know more and have some questions or want to reach out to you directly?
Absolutely. They can definitely contact me through the link or email me, signaturecareers@gmail.com. They can also give me a call, 858-353-8845, 858-353-8845. And the first, you know, talk that we have is just super casual, just like we're having right now, Michelle. I want to get to know you. I
yes.
want to know what's happening currently. And it's going to be casual. No pressure here. And again, you want to make sure that we both want to make sure that we're a great fit to move forward and work together.
I think that's key. That's really great that you said that. You know, in our just couple minutes left here, I always like to kind of focus on the future, right? Because first of all, what was it somebody said to me the other day? I'm not COVID-whelmed anymore. I'm COVID-overwhelmed. Like, I love that. I was like, that's where we're all at. We are COVID-overwhelmed. Let's move on. But, you know, I mean, I know it's been awful. It's like none of us ever thought we would experience this in our lifetime, I don't think, but at least
right.
that's my thinking. But for you, you know, you're newer into your business, but you've had such experience, right, on the career management side and helping mm-hmm. others. What, you know, paint a picture for us. Like, I'm curious where, you know, I don't think things will ever be normal, right? The workplace, you know, mm-hmm. the workforce is different now, how business does what it does. What's kind of been your chess move so that, you know, you were coming out, and how do you see the future for Signature Careers, if you don't mind painting a picture for us of how you see the future? And is it any different from
Absolutely.
Pre-pandemic?
You know, the pandemic, I would say, has a flip side. There's bad things that happen, and there have been some good things that have happened from it, right? And for
me, one
of the good things that happened is that it moved my practice from in-person to virtual, which gives me a further reach. And so for me, that was amazing, because now I can work with people in New York, internationally, and people are contacting me also internationally now. And I see myself
That's
impacting
awesome.
In a big way and continuing to do that globally at this point. So I'm excited about that.
Say it with me. Say it with me, Analia. You are a global career expert for others. I love that phrase. I love it.
I am.
We have to own it.
I had an amazing request not too long ago to get featured in CEO Today magazine. So I'm excited to go global officially. So it's happening.
There you go. It's one day, one time, one client, one step. I love those. You know, it is interesting, and it's like how things are going to be in the future. Boy, you know, I mean, if we're not just being open to the innovation part, and I don't want to say reinventing ourselves, but I think everybody can tweak or modify, because we've had to, right, in my business for CWI. And I fought it for a while, you know, because it was all about reacting in 2020, 2021. We kept thinking we're moving forward, five steps back. And then this year it was like, just be open, you know, to what's next, one step,
right,
one move, one whatever. So I want to say thank you to you for being my leading lady today and just super award-winning Annalia Mendez. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. What's great about Women Lead Radio is at the end of our show, we are international in scope. We are quickly moving to a live show that's once a day, so it will be a daily show at some point. We're working hard for that. But our shows are available after the show on Spotify, iHeartRadio, almost all the subscription services. So if you know, listen to Spotify or iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, my gosh, find us and look up Women Lead Radio. We will be there. And then last thing here is that if any of you are interested in knowing more about Women Lead Radio, we are here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So for that, I just want to say thank you so much for women listening to Women Lead Radio. And Annalia, you have a great week. Go out there and get more people their careers that they're looking for. You are amazing. And I'm going to have you say, Annalia, thank you for listening to the show. And why don't you say the goodbye today?
Thank you, Michelle. Well, it was a pleasure getting to talk to you and getting to reach more women out there. But just a quick plug-in, if you are not connected with Connected Women Influence, it's a must. It's a game changer for your professional career. Thank you, everyone,
there
for
you
listening.
Go. Take the plug. All right. Everybody have a great week, and thank you again, Annalia.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.